Thank you, Chair, and good morning, everyone, and distinguished members of delegation. I really feel grateful for all the responses you provided so far, and I would like to ask one follow-up question and one additional question under Cluster 2. So I asked the question about measures to improve coverage and adequacy of the social cash transfer program, because at the moment it reaches only 10% of the population with the ultra-poor labor-constrained households. And I understand that the state party is planning to reach further 15% of the relevant population, but still 85% of the ultra-poor households will be still without protection. So I understand that the great financial challenge faced by the state party, but could you please provide further information, or what would be your plan to expand the coverage of this very vital social cash transfer to support people with extreme food poverty? Maybe you perhaps have some kind of plans with the development partners on this. So I would like to hear on this. And I have one additional question on discrimination based on HIV/AIDS in employment. We know that the HIV and AIDS Act 2018 and the relevant national policy aim at prohibiting discrimination against persons living with HIV in employment and other fields of life. However, according to information, discrimination based on HIV and AIDS persists at workplace. In this regard, I would like to ask what specific measures the state party has taken to address discrimination, and also measures to promote equality of opportunity in employment irrespective of real or perceived HIV and AIDS status. And in particular, I would like to hear about the measures to address the traditional norms and beliefs that contribute to persistent stigma and discrimination in this regard. Thank you very much.